Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.
Commissioner Weathers, fall is here, and of course, it's just nearly Halloween, and the South Carolina Department of Agriculture is preparing for the fourth annual Boonanza at the State Farmers Market. Tell us all about it.
Well, you're right. Fall is here, and I wish someone would tell the mosquitoes, so hopefully between now and Friday, we'll have a little cool snap to get rid of some of those friends. I was out over the weekend and just really noticed how bad they were. But yeah, Friday's coming up. It's Halloween time, and that's always a fun thing that we do at the market. We have that family atmosphere of folks just coming in, their kids in their costumes, and give out some vegetables and some candy and try to remind them to come on back to the market. Have a good time while they're there. And the times I've gotten out there, some of those kids in the costumes, they can be scary.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, it is a big family-friendly event with a lot of things going on that are kid-oriented. And, you know, the nice thing about it is that it's safe for your children to trick-or-treat and have other activities.
Well, you're right. We started that, and I've seen other folks doing similar activities. We start at 5 o'clock. It winds up at 8, so it's not a late night. But there'll be fun things going on. We'll have some music going on. We got the food trucks, as usual. I think there's bouncy houses, and they can get the pumpkins painted and face painting and all kind of fun stuff to do like you normally think of Halloween and you associate with it.
The nice thing about it, too, is that if there's folks that have never been to the farmer's market, this is a chance for them to see what it's all about.
Well, you're right, and that is why we do some of these extra things, and in addition to just having fun, but also helping our produce vendors who will be out there with pumpkins and other fall vegetables for sale, as usual. So it's just an approach we take to have folks out there. Now, we are going to try something a little different. We're going to ask $2 parking for each family coming in a car, so we can see if that's a way that there's a little bit of revenue that we might need to generate for the market. So a small price to pay to help with some of the overtime that the staff has and things like that.
All right. Well, head on out to the State Farmers Market in Columbia for Boonanza on Friday from 5 to 8. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.